Okay, welcome back. We're up to Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 9, Mishnah 3. Getting close to the end over here of Maseches Brachos, God willing, starting Peah very soon. But let's just begin with the final few Mishnayos of the Masechta. Says the Mishnah as follows: Bana Bayas Chadash V'Kana Kilim Chadashim Omer Baruch Sheachyanu. Anytime we experience something new or acquire something new, we make the bracha of Shechianu, right? So you build a new house, or you bought some new kelim, some new things, a new suit, a new dress, whatever it might be. You make a Shechianu upon that. It's interesting because there is not a black and white, you know, you buy this item, you buy that item. It could be that in one generation, buying a suit is very chashev, very important, so that you make a Shechianu. It could be another generation that buying a sweater, maybe that's the highly valued thing. So Shechianu could be very subjective, and therefore it's not just a black and white. So when the Mishnah says you make a Shechianu on a new kelim, it really is translated more often than not as new things, because it's unclear what those things might be based on what generation and what class and what community you are living in. Says the Mishnah further, Mevarech al hara'a me'in ha'tova, v'al ha'tova me'in hara'a. So we've said previously the idea that when something good happens, you say the bracha of Hatova Hameitiv, that thanking Hashem for the good. And when something bad happens, you say the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes, right? That a funeral person says that blessing, Lo Aleinu. And the Mishnah says that when you have something bad that takes place, even if there's a little good in it, right, you could see the little good. For example, the one of the examples that's given is the idea that, let's say, you have a field that's inundated with water, it's flooded, so all the crops die out, but the next season, your crops will be much better off because of all of that delicious water that they got to drink up. So it's mostly bad, but a little bit of good. On that, you would still make the bracha of Baruch Dayan HaEmes. V'al HaTov HaMein HaRa, and anything that's good, but there's a little bit of bad, and so there's a few possibilities of what this might mean. All right, so think of something like winning the lottery, or that potentially someone gets something that's of high value. And we know, unfortunately, there are many studies, many case studies that are done of individuals who become very wealthy, and unfortunately, as great as that seems to become very wealthy, bad things have happened. So maybe even that's not such a good example, because maybe there's more bad than good in that case. But whatever. The point is that whenever you have something good with a little bit of bad, you still make the bracha of Hatov V'Hameitiv. And then finally, the Mishnah concludes with the idea of a Tfilas Shav, that Hatsoik L'Sha'avar Harezo Tfilas Shav. You can't dive into Hashem for something that has already happened in the past. Right, the notion to say, God, let's go back in time and let's change something or whatever, that's what we call a tfilas shav, like a useless kind of a prayer. And so you can't do that. It's prohibited to do that. Keith said, what does this look like? What would not be okay? So says the Mishnah, let's say someone's wife is pregnant and he says, I want my wife to give birth to a boy, right? Let's not get into the technicals of why the Mishnah says a boy and not a girl, right? But whatever the Mishnah says, that this guy really wants a boy. So let's say his wife's pregnant and she's expecting, unclear exactly at which point this is, but she's expecting in a few months, let's say, and he says, okay, I want this baby to be a boy. Please, Hashem, let it be a boy. So that's what we call tefillah shav. Harei zo tefillah shav. This is a useless tefillah, because we believe that the gender of the baby has already been determined. So to say such a thing once he knows she's already pregnant would be ridiculous. And you can't expect God to change that. True, we know that Hashem could do whatever he wants. And of course, this is what happened very famously, as we're told, with Leah, that she didn't want Rachel Yemina, her sister, to have less babies than the shvachos, than the maidservants that Yaakov was married to. So therefore, she knew she was having a boy. So she says, you know, God, please make it a girl. So she has Dina. Although there are miraculous situations, in a regular case, this is going to be considered a tefillas shav, a useless prayer. Haya baba derech v'shama kol tzvacha ba'ir. And another example is that, let's say, someone was going on the road to the city, and he was about to enter the city, and he heard some people screaming inside. Vamar, and at that point he says, Yiratzon Shelo Yehiyu Elu Bnei Vesi. He says, Hashem, please don't let those be the people from my household. Harizot Tfilah Shavim, this is also Tfilah Shavim. What do you mean? Okay, hopefully those aren't the people from his household. But if they are, God's not going to change the situation and manipulate nature so that this prayer would be answered. So that's not an appropriate tefillah to make. Okay, and finally, Mishnah Dalet. Hanichnas Lakrach Mispalashtayim. Someone who goes into a city should make two tefillos. Achas Knisaso v'achas beyitziaso. Once when he enters and once when he leaves. He's about to enter and he says, Hashem, please help me get to the city safely. And when he's about to leave, Hashem, please help me on my journey back as I'm leaving this city. But Benazai, Omer Benazai says, no, Arba, there are four prayers that a person makes. Shtayim b'chnisaso, u'shtayim b'yitziaso, and two upon entering and two upon leaving. The two on entering, v'nosin hoda'a l'shavar v'tsoik l'asid levo, that when he before he enters, he says, Hashem, please help me have a safe journey into the city. And then when he gets into the city safely, he says, thank you, Hashem, for helping me get into the city safely. When a person is about to leave the city, he says, Hashem, please help me have a safe journey leaving the city. And then when he successfully and safely leaves the city, he says, thank you, Hashem, for helping me have a safe exit from the city. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. Tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Hey. Have a great day.